as you look at your life, as you look at the objectives and the things you want to accomplish, you can't go around with the I hope, I wish attitude. You need to be able to design your life and set up what I call a success blueprint, a blueprint for success for your future and the things you want to accomplish. Some like to even call it a war plan. The reason it's called that, when a country goes to war, it's not taken lightly. It is a serious business. The countries are prepared and make war plans and prepare to conquer the advancing enemy. They are flexible and have a secondary plan. Even if they lose the first battle, they strive to be victorious, always ready to move forward and never plan to retreat. If they do retreat, it's just to regroup and move forward again. Your life is the same. You are going to win or lose. Prepare yourself to achieve personal victory. It doesn't matter if you lost some of the battles in your life or even the majority of the battles in your life. Plan your victory. You can regroup, retool, and rethink your past strategies and prepare an offensive on your enemy. Now, your enemy could be your circumstances, your finances, your relationships, your career, your habits. We are going to talk about the tools and the proper equipment to fight and win a war or achieve your goals and objectives. In the past, you've been fighting without armor, protection, and outdated equipment. Now you'll be armed to defeat the enemy and win the battles and the war. No longer do you need to hide in your foxhole and hope the enemy will walk by and miss you. You can't win a war in a foxhole. You need to be able to inspire and motivate your troops. Your troops are your emotions, your thoughts, attitudes, actions, abilities, attitude, persistence, and enthusiasm. As the problems or obstacles come in your life, you need to be in the mindset to declare war on the problem. As with any country, war is not taken lightly. They are prepared and want to win. When you achieve this mindset, you'll be able to conquer the enemy and succeed at everything you do. Why? Because you think, feel, and desire the victory. You are willing to pay the price to win and will not settle for defeat. And this all comes back to what Dwight D. Eisenhower said, "We succeed only as we identify in life, or in war, or anything else, a single overriding objective and make all other considerations bend to that one objective." You can't fight all your battles you have in life. You have to prioritize to win the war. What is your main objective in life? If you have not found it, start to look, narrow it down, and find out exactly what it is. How can you win the war when you don't know what the objective is? If you're fighting the war just because that's what you're supposed to do, you'll never win. Winning a war or being successful in life does not just happen. It is a planned victory, something you decided and were willing to pay the price to do. Prepare and get yourself ready to win. No one has ever won a war without getting ready for the enemy. And as Henry Ford says, before everything else, getting ready is the secret of success. You need to be able to realize you won't win all the battles. The entire war is what counts. You need to have a backup plan for the war and your battles. There'll be times when you feel like giving up and losing the battle, but this is when you can call on the reserves. All armies have reserves and that are ready to fight at a moment's notice. You must be able to tap the reserve power, energy, and strength of those around you. This could be a CD, your inner strength, a friend, family, or just getting in tune with yourself. It is okay to get strength from others. There'll be times in your life when you are out of control and you need to rely on other people. You're not going to win a war in one day unless your enemy is unwilling or unprepared to fight. This does not happen in life because what you want in life will not roll over and just arrive at your doorstep. Good things must be earned, and anything worth achieving takes time, persistence, and effort. We do not appreciate the things that are just given to us. When you look at a car or a computer, it might have been built in one day. What about the years of research, ordering parts, training workers, finding distribution channels? It took longer than a day, although it might look like it was built in one day. Some people's success looks like it just fell into their laps, but it took years of preparation to get ready for that opportunity. And as Ben O'Dell says, lost battles do not lose a war. If our cause is just and our spirit is strong, defeat isn't bitter if you don't swallow it. You need to organize and write what we call a war plan or a success blueprint for your future. There is a strategy involved in winning a war, and you cannot wing it or your enemy will destroy you. No war was ever won on a wing and a prayer. The enemy will advance, and you must stop those advances with a well-written plan of attack. Now, I don't like to use the war motif, but if we don't treat circumstances like the enemy, We don't have the right mindset for victory. There is power in knowing your allies, knowing your enemies, and having a written, detailed plan. It helps you think of every contingency. You must hate the enemy. The enemy could be things and habits or people that impede you from achieving the things you want. Now, if it's a person, I'm not saying hate the person, but hate what they do to you. Change your mindset and realize to win the war, to become successful, you must have a plan. If you casually dislike the enemy, this is not the mental mindset you need to win the war. You must have victory. Because if you don't win this war, you will end up as a prisoner of war or a casualty of war. This is up to you to win the war. You are the president of your own country. You cannot blame or point fingers at anyone else. What are the reasons that you want to be victorious? And why are you declaring war? What is your objective? Sometimes you might have to retreat to catch your breath or retool or get more equipment. Never take your eyes off the enemy, or he will sneak up on you when you least expect it. When you start to feel defeated, you must take a look at your victory list. Things you've won in the past. Race, contest, a job promotion, a big sale. These will help bring back the feelings you had when you had this victory, and it will reemerge as you find the strengths and the techniques and strategy you need to win the war. You have to have the ability to replay victories in your mind. This is so important. The important thing to remember is the feeling you had when you experienced the victory. When you replay it in your mind, those feelings will return and give you the energy, strength, and power to motivate and inspire you to defeat the enemy when you're feeling weak and unwilling. Relive it in full detail and your feelings will return. But don't spend too much time on your past victories. These can lead to obstacles that will stop all ability to win the war. If you concentrate too long on the battle you won, the enemy will advance and conquer you while you're celebrating your success. Before the major battle, you need a list of your strengths and your weaknesses, assets and skills. This will help you understand who you need to recruit and what you need to learn. You might need to learn some other skills or study up on a subject. What can you read? Are you going to attack by land or sea? Is it time to dig in or do you need decoys? Are you doing it for the right reasons? What are you going to gain? What could you lose? What are the casualties or spoils of war going to be? What is the thing that is going to put you over the edge to make you declare war on this habit? Who or what is going to be the casualty? Remember, in war, you must learn from your mistakes and learn from the past. Your enemy is and will use your past mistakes in his battle plan. You will succeed when you organize your troops, your resources, both mental and physical, to work together to achieve this victory. If you react to these challenges as a menace or a threat, it will bring out your inner strength. If you don't see it as a threat, you'll tend to act passively. True soldiers have courage to win the war. The real test of courage comes from inside, not the type of courage you have to rescue someone from a burning building. The courage you're looking for is being true and faithful to yourself and enduring the upsets, setbacks, and pains you feel when you're alone and have lost some battles. It is up to you. With courage comes discipline. Discipline is doing the things you know you need to do when you don't feel like doing them and no one is watching. And as Winston Churchill says, courage is the first of human qualities because it is the quality which guarantees all others. And nobody knew courage better than Martin Luther King Jr. He said, "Courage and cowardice are antithetical. Courage is an inner resolution to go forward in spite of obstacles and frightening situations. Cowardice is a submissive surrender to circumstances. Courage faces fear and thereby masters it. Cowardice represses fear and is thereby mastered by it. Courageous men never lose the zest for living, even though their life situation is zestless. Cowardly men, overwhelmed by the uncertainties of life, lose the will to live. We must constantly build dikes of courage to hold back the flood of fear." There are things you need to watch for when you try to defeat the enemy. First, you must not have an objective that is too big or unbelievable. If you don't think you can win, you're right. If you think you're going to win, you're also right. If you try to do something against your values, this will destroy you. Also, if you lose touch with who and what your enemy is and is doing, you are setting yourself up for failure. Our human spirit is able to give us the drive and determination needed to win the war. Yes, you're going to lose battles. Yes, you'll get beat up. Yes, there might be some injuries. You're not guaranteed victory. You have to develop a drive and determination so you can face the realities and win the war. If you have declared war, you have this energy to sustain victory. Life is exciting, daring, and worth the struggle to obtain what we want and to achieve true happiness. It's the next opportunity that matters, not the last battle. So let's talk about the human mind. We have to have a clearly defined goal or objective. Now, when I say goal setting, everybody tends to whine, moan, and complain, and we know what works. The studies show time and time again that those who put their goals in writing are earning and achieving 3, 10, 20 times more than those who don't. But the challenge is nobody's taught you the right way to do it. So I'm not going to talk about goal setting. I'm talking about shooting for your target, going after what you want. Your mind loves a defined target so it can focus and refocus until it reaches that goal. If you don't have a clearly defined target, your energy is wasted. We all need exciting long-range targets that get us past the short-term obstacles of life. Without long-range goals and targets, you will experience short-term frustration. The major reason for setting a target is for what it makes of you when you accomplish it. The reason for setting goals and setting objectives is to help you become the type of person it takes to achieve them. When you don't have a target, it's like a sailboat without wind. You can float and drift your whole life, but when you have a target, what it brings to you is wind to your sails. We need a target to shoot towards. When people say life is not exciting, what they're really saying is that they don't have a defined target that they're shooting for. And understand, when you have a target, a goal or objective, whatever you want to call it, that's a planned conflict with your comfort zone. You have to stretch yourself and leave your comfort zone and explore new areas to take yourself to the next level. And I believe the reason most people don't focus on goal setting or have a reasonable target is they've never been taught the right way to do it. They might have tried it in the past, written something down, they didn't achieve it, they failed, and so they never tried it again. It's like if you want to learn how to go snow skiing. You think, how hard can it be? You can go to the top of the highest mountain, you put on your skis, you have no lessons, you have no clue. You will probably hit a tree, break your leg, and say, this is a terrible sport, and I'm never going to do it again. That's what most people have done with their targets and their objectives. They're focusing on the wrong things. I want to give you the roadmap, the blueprint, to help you double and triple your commitment level and double and triple your success rate. Because the bottom line is you're either working for your own goals and dreams or somebody else's. And your target is not a target or a serious goal if you cannot announce it to the world. If you cannot get on the rooftops and announce it to the world, where you want to go, what you want to become, and how you're going to do it. People are not lazy. They simply have no targets and nothing to shoot towards. We see these people that are lost or in a haze, they're going nowhere, they're not happy, they're not accomplishing anything, their life's going in circles, is because they do not have a clearly defined dream, target, or goal. And the reason most people don't set goals is they don't see the importance, or they don't know how. Of course, there's the fear of rejection or the fear of criticism. And oh, what about the fear of failure? What if you don't make it? When you shoot towards your target, you might need to adjust your aim. You might need to step back and maybe the target is too difficult, it's too easy. It's okay to adjust your goals as long as you're shooting toward a specific target. Some haven't reached their objective because maybe the objective was unrealistic. In their mind and in reality. You must believe in your mind and your heart of hearts that the goal or objective or target that you're putting down is something that you know you can accomplish and that you have the tools to accomplish it. Your target should reflect your beliefs, your desires, and your ambitions. Because if you say or you hear somebody else say, I wish, what that means is, well, it would be nice, I hope so, but I'm not going to put in the effort because it might not work, I might fail, it's just an easy way out. When you don't have a clearly defined target, what we ultimately do is concentrate on activity instead of accomplishment. Every day as you look at your target, you're either closer or farther from your target. You do not remain stagnant. Things change every day. So you ask yourself, what am I doing right now that's going to help you increase your probability of reaching your target? Life is exciting. Life is worthwhile when you have something to shoot towards. Some might say, well, I got pretty far without putting my objectives in writing, and that might be true. If it's not in writing, it's just a wish. It works. That's how the human mind works. Again, some say, I didn't need to do it. And what I say is you could accomplish 10, 20, 30 times more if you would have focused and had a clear, specific target. Because one of the definitions of exponential success is the realization of your personal objectives and hitting the target. Because without that target, you're a ship without a rudder, a car without gas, a plane without wings. Just doesn't work out. It's part of our human nature. We need to be able to focus and shoot towards something. And think about the happiest, most productive times in your life is when you are focusing and driving towards a worthwhile objective, something that you want to accomplish. You are doing it, you are achieving it, and it increased your vigor, your energy, your drive, your determination, your motivation, and it increased your happiness and success. Because when you work towards those objectives, there's a ripple effect of conviction and courage, drive and motivation. And our conviction becomes stronger than our weak excuses. The more you want something, the more alert you'll be in your chance of achieving it when it comes. And be careful of frustration. And every successful person or speaker that I've come in contact with always talks about the power of vision and the power of goals. It's a critical thing, and we look past it. And when somebody asks me, what do I need to do to be more successful? I say, well, are your goals in writing? Are they on your personal? Oh, yeah, I've heard that before. Give me something else. Let me back up. Are they? We've heard it before, yes, but this is the one thing that most people do that makes the biggest difference because it helps them focus and stay determined until they reach their target. And your target is not something that you change every day. You pick it, you stay focused, and go after it. So let me just give you some general guidelines on setting your target. The human mind loves a defined target, know exactly what it's going to take to get there. So understand, they need to be written. They must be from you. This is what you want. Nobody else, this is what you want. And they must be positive. For example, I don't want to be broke. I don't want to be poor. That's not what you want to do. Make your goals positive. I want to be financially independent. I want to be a multimillionaire. Whatever it is, make sure your goals are positive. There also needs to be a way to measure your success. Make sure your target is measurable and specific. You should be able to look every day, are you closer or further from your goals? Are you closer or farther from your target? I mentioned earlier, financial independence. That is positive, but it needs to be specific. You need to put a number down so you can shoot towards it. And of course, you need to have a deadline. A consequence, a reward as you move towards your target. And as you take a look at your main objective and what you're shooting for, you need to visualize it and see it in your mind before it's going to happen. And make sure that target, that objective is exciting and it's meaningful, something that inspires you and moves you, and that you're able to act upon it and it's locked in your mind in such a way that I can wake you up at 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning and it's right there. You know exactly what it is. It's clear, it's defined, you know what you're shooting for, you know what your main objective is. And keep the results posted in the bathroom in your office where you see it every day so you can chart your success and feel like a winner. And that'll keep you excited and happy and motivate you till you reach your main objective. And once you reach your target, reward yourself and congratulate yourself for a job well done. And then start working on the next one and the next. And that's how you're going to achieve exponential success and happiness. So let me just give you some of the basics. You need to be able to customize this to you and your success plan. But when you look at a target or your objective, you need to make sure you have four areas. Now, the first is the what. What is your specific objective? What is your target? As we talked about, make it specific, measurable, realistic, and exciting. When? Are you going to do this? What is the deadline? What is the consequence? The date, the time, the location? The how? What is the game plan? What knowledge do you need to gain? Who do you need to talk to? What books do you need to read? Courses do you need to take? Friends, family? How are you going to do it step by step by step? And the fourth, we talked a little bit about earlier, is the why. What are the reasons behind your goals? What are you focusing on? Why is it so important to you? It's the reasons that'll get you up and move you when you don't feel like doing it. And as Dan Jansen says, people don't fail because of lack of goals. They fail because of lack of reasons behind those goals. And he has an incredible success story. He wanted to win a gold medal in the Winter Olympics. He went didn't make it. He went, he slipped and fell. He went to another Olympics and didn't place. He went to his fourth Olympics. For those of you doing the math, that's 16 years of staying focused and determined to achieve what he wanted to achieve. His target was the gold medal. And he held the world record. So he went to the event that he was supposed to win, didn't place. Went to another event that wasn't his best, but he was going to give it his best shot. That event, he won the gold medal. It was one of those incredible moments in Olympic history. And what he said was astounding. He said he would practice 6 hours a day, 6 days a week to get that gold medal. And many times he felt like going home and giving up. And he had a wise coach that sat him down early in his career that made him list all the reasons why he wanted that gold medal for himself, for his family, and financially. And when he felt like going home and giving up, which was most days, he'd pull out that list of reasons from his speed suit and always find one reason that would inspire him, that would motivate him, that would energize him to get him back in the game. So focus on your future. Have a target. Have an objective. It's critical. We talked about a war plan. If you don't like to use the word war, use blueprint. Design your life, design your objectives, but treat it like a life or death situation. Analyze your strengths and your weaknesses. Who are your enemies? Your circumstances, your finances, your relationships, your career, your habits. What is your main objective? Who are your allies? Who's going to pull you out of that foxhole when you need help? What are your past victories? Focus on it. Plan on it. It is so critical to plan your success, to have a target, to know what you're shooting after, and understand that as you pursue the road to exponential success, you need to have a target, you need to have a blueprint, and you need to have the attitude and the mindset that you are going to win regardless of what your enemies do or say.